This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian hospital officials said that at least 39 people were killed by Israeli strikes across northern Gaza. More from Reuters' David Doyle.
One Israeli strike in Al Shati, one of the Gaza Strip's eight historic refugee camps, killed 24 people, while another 18 died in the Al Tufa neighborhood. This man, Hassan Zayara, said he was 300 meters away when the strike hit in Al Shati. Half his house has been destroyed, he says, and his wife, son, daughter, and granddaughter are all in hospital. Israel's military said IDF fighter jets had struck two Hamas military infrastructure sites in the area of Gaza City. In a statement, Hamas said the attacks had targeted the civilian population and vowed that a price would be paid for Israel's violations against our people.
An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a commercial ship traveling through the Gulf of Aden, but apparently caused no damage, according to authorities Saturday in the latest strike on the shipping lane by the group. The Houthi attack comes after the sinking this week of the ship Tudor, which is marked and appears to be a new escalation by the Iranian-backed Houthis in their campaign and strikes in the vital maritime corridor over the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. But Chinese support for the Russian government is already damaging the trade and economic relationship between China and Europe. The German Vice Chancellor and Economy Minister Robert Habeck said in a news conference in Shanghai Saturday.
So I explained to my Chinese partners that because of the war, now our economic relation is infected. We'll stop the export and the dual-use goods that are then helping Russia to succeed in this war.
He went on to say that Europe cannot